A high-level investigation by the U.S. Army's Inspector General has cleared four senior officers of all allegations of wrongdoing in connection with the prisoner abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The four officers are Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who was the senior commander in Iraq after the fall of Baghdad, his former top deputy, Major General Walter Wojtkowski, Major General Barbara Fast, who was the top intelligence officer in Iraq, and Colonel Mark Warren, who was General Sanchez's top legal advisor at the time. But the Army report recommended that another senior officer be punished for failures that led to the abuse. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following this story for the past year and joins us in our studios. Jackie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And for the four officers that we mentioned, does this amount to a full exoneration?
Yes, that's exactly right. The report found that none of the four were culpable of any wrongdoing with concerns, you know, to the allegations of abuse. And really the main allegations, particularly against Ricardo Sanchez, General Sanchez, was a failure of leadership to oversee, to know what was going on in the prisons, to know that this was happening, to institute proper training and oversight and that sort of thing. So the report or the investigation got underway last October, and that came after several other earlier investigations found exactly this sort of thing, that there were problems with leaderships as well. But there was also allegations, for example, against Major General Barbara Fast. You know, she was the head of the interrogations in that whole, in, you know, the interrogation center, and there were thoughts that she had known about the abuses, didn't pass it on to her superiors. Same sort of allegations against Colonel Mark Warren. So, you know, they have, as you said, they've been cleared of all sort of blame for this. They can go on with their careers. Their careers, you know, it could be said, are stained by this, but they certainly, they're exonerated.
They found no trail of contact that led to those officers?
They just simply could not substantiate those allegations. And, you know, and they talked to a lot of people, a lot of senior officers that were there. They went back through all the other 10 major investigations, and they just couldn't find enough to, you know, lay any sort of blame on them.
I do want to ask you about the one recommendation for punishment, and that, of course, for Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, the reserve officer, officer who ran the police unit at Abu Ghraib. Tell us what they found to be her role in these in the scandal that ensued. And I recall she's been pretty open about saying, I'm not going to be the fall guy.
Oh, she really has. I mean, you know, right when this scandal broke, she came out, you know, the best form of defense is offense. And she has always sort of portrayed herself as a scapegoat in this. And, you know, according to this report, that might have, well, they did find, they recommended, the report recommended that she be punished, she be reprimanded. Now, she already has been suspended. And so it's just the next step on there. But she has always said that I will fight this, you know, right to the bitter end. So that was the one officer, but that is the only senior officer so far out of this whole scandal that has been blamed.
What about the status of the enlisted people who've been associated with abuses at Abu Ghraib, their legal situation?
Right. Well, there were seven of them. Five of them have been found guilty or pled guilty and are serving jail sentences right now. Two more are to go. One of them is Private Lindy England. And her trial, she's the one in the picture, she's holding the man on the leash. And that her trial is due to start soon. And there's one other. But I have to say, Scott, since this investigation, you know, since the scandal broke, there's been over 300 investigations into abuse, over 100 service personnel have been disciplined, whether it's court-martials or non-judicial personnel. And the military is investigating 30 deaths. So this did not stay just at Abu Ghraib in that one incident.
So the investigation has been considerably wider than that.
And, certainly has. It goes far beyond Abu Ghraib. It goes beyond Iraq. It's spread into Afghanistan, Guantanamo, and, you know, it's just, it just keeps on going.
And what's there at the prison now? What's it like?
I haven't been there. I was only there after Baghdad fell before it was turned into a U.S. prison. But it's, you know, it's a terrible place. They have tried to, you know, they've increased the training now for military police. They've improved the interrogation techniques. A lot of things have got underway. But, you know, it's still a prison in Iraq, let's face it.
Okay. Thanks very much, NPR's Jackie Northam in our studios.